Chris, pretty good day for the team.
Yeah, better than yesterday, I'd say. It's tricky wicket, so I think to get up to a lead to what we've got, I think it's about 250-something, isn't it? I think we'd be pretty pleased with our day's work. I think it was been tricky at times, and then through periods where we've played quite well and made it look like the wicket's not doing as much, but there's still a bit in it. So for us to grab the lead that we've got, I think we're pretty pleased.
So have conditions changed much?
I think the pitch has got a little bit slower. And when the ball gets old, it doesn't do as much, which is obviously, you know, pretty obvious, I suppose. But yeah, you still feel like there's a ball in it every now and then, which keeps you on your toes and keeps you honest as a batsman. So like I said, I think tomorrow is quite important for us to try and extend that lead as much as possible, and I think we're in with a good chance.
From a personal point of view, having been out for a while, nice to get some runs.
Yeah, nice to spend some time at the crease. Didn't feel in great touch at times, but I suppose that's partly with me not having played much, and then also a bit to do with the wicket. So yeah, pleased to scrap with Lammy, who I thought played brilliantly for his 70. It was a good partnership and a crucial one for us, so nice to spend some time in the middle.
Yeah, did he sort of help Matt Lamb a bit, because that's a big innings for him?
No, really. I mean, he's got an old head on young, you know, an old head on young shoulders, really, I suppose. And he played a really good innings on a tricky wicket, which isn't easy to bat on. You know, you need a little bit of luck out there. Thought we both had a little bit of luck at times, and it was just good to get the partnership. I think, you know, we both helped each other at times. It wasn't just all me helping him at all. We helped each other, and you know, I suppose that's a good thing about a partnership. We both play pretty well.
So have you bowlers got enough to work with now, do you think?
Well, we always want a bit more. It'd be nice to, I suppose, get up to 300. That's obviously, you know, might be a big ask, but we've got two guys at the crease that can play. Obviously Keith Parker's got first class hundreds, so hopefully he can get in the morning, you know, and extend that lead with the two, you know, the two bowlers, Chris Wright and Ryan Sidebottom. So, you know, fingers crossed we can get as close to 300 lead as possible. And then, yeah, Rimmer with a good shout. Obviously, it's a, you know, a wicket which has plenty in it, but you've still got to be able to bowl well on it to get your rewards. So fingers crossed we can do that.
And fitness-wise, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. It was nice to get a run out yesterday with the ball and get 11 overs in. I'd like to have bowled a little better with my second spell. But I thought my first spell was pretty good, and you know, hit my straps nicely. So yeah, the body feels all right. It was a little bit sore this morning getting out of bed, but I suppose that's to be expected after the first game back. The side feels good, which is supposed to be the main thing.
As a bowler, how long does it take when you've been out for a while to get back into full rhythm?
Yeah, I suppose it does take a little bit of time. You know, I would be lying to think that I felt $1 million out there. I still felt a little bit rusty. But I suppose the more I bowl and the more overs I get in, I suppose that better that will feel. So yeah, fingers crossed I can hit my straps again in the second innings. But it does take a little bit of time, and I think the more competitive cricket you play, then obviously the quicker that will come back.
And England have wrapped up the series against South Africa today, so great news there.
Yeah, really good win, I suppose, to beat South Africa. I mean, I know it's home conditions, but to beat a strong side like South Africa is you know, a real good feat, and to beat them by two test matches, you know, 3-1 is pretty convincingly in the end. So yeah, really pleasing for them, and you know, obviously they've played some really good cricket, so yeah, great news.
You desperately want to play in that first floodlit test, I'm sure, at Edgbaston.
Of course, it would be a great thing to be a part of. I suppose the first day-night test match in England, the fact that it's at my home ground, Edgbaston, it would be brilliant to be a part of it, but I've got to be real cliche about it, and I've got to just take one step at a time. You know, this game is obviously at the forefront of my mind. You know, try and push Warwickshire to a victory tomorrow or the day after that, and you know, see where I'm at after it. Fingers crossed to come through the game unscathed, injury-wise. And then I suppose it's out of my hands. Fingers crossed that I come through the game okay, and then just leave it in the hands of selectors and, you know, the people that be.